Today on Maranatha Radio, a special message from Pastor Ray Bentley.
I believe that we're entering into a time we're going to see things politically, economically, and prophetically all beginning to converge. The biggest part of the whole deal is you're going to know it, you're going to see it in this next season, we're going to feel it, and we're going to get more and more and more excited until we can't wait until the open arms of Jesus and the coming of His kingdom. Hallelujah.
Spread the news.
Welcome to Maranatha Radio with Pastor Ray Bentley. Maranatha, bringing the message of Christ's soon return, the whole gospel, to the whole world. There are seasons on God's calendar that are particularly eventful or important. And Pastor Ray believes we're moving into an important season as 2017 gets underway. Just a number of days ago, he came before his congregation and conveyed these pressing insights that the Lord had laid on his heart.
Every year, for those who don't know, I give a word for the year for our congregation. And so, the word for the year, 2017 is, are you ready? Presence. And I'm talking about the presence of the Lord. This last year, the word was glory. And I experienced the glory of God in a very unique way. So I was praying and, you know, I'm just having a great time sitting and waiting upon the Lord, and the Lord came and whispered into my ear, presence, my presence. So the glory of God is the manifestation of His light and His glory, but now the presence of the Lord. I've walked with the Lord since I gave my life to Him when I was 11 years old. And I want to say to you this morning, you know, in an honest and very real way, that right now I have never been more in love with the Lord. I've never been more burning in my heart, in my personal relationship with the Lord, than I am right now. And I'm not even content to stay where I am, because the Lord has been whispering what He has in store, not only for me personally, but for us as a congregation. And I can't wait to experience, as He said, you have known my presence, you have felt my presence, you have experienced my presence, but son, I have more of my glory, more of my manifest presence to bring to you and your congregation, and in fact, I believe to the whole body of Christ for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Now, I also, here's a little extra thing I wanted to throw in, because let me put it this way, and I will, this is something I will be repeating, everything has meaning. Everything has meaning. There is no such thing as coincidence. Everything has meaning. In light of that, did you know that of the new year 2017 happens to coincide with the eighth and last day of Hanukkah? Now, Hanukkah is a Jewish celebration or remembrance of the days of the Maccabees and a big war, and it was a couple hundred years before Christ, and they had conquered Jerusalem, and they'd set up all these idols in the temple and the poor Jewish people, and then God raised up this guy and his family and the Maccabees, and they fought, and they won this tremendous victory. But bigger than that was they cleansed the temple and rededicated the temple to the one true living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when they went into the temple itself, after they cleansed out the idols, the menorah was the only, you know, the seven-branch candlestick, the only natural light within the temple was from the menorah, and it has a special oil prescribed in the Bible, and they had run out of oil. They only had one cruse of oil. But they needed a week to make a new batch because it had all these different ingredients. They were not easy to come by and bring together. And by the way, you could not make the oil as described in the Bible and use it for any other common purpose. And then it lasted miraculously for 8 days. And then on the eighth day, the day of dedication, now they had enough oil, they could keep the menorah lit. Interestingly, Jesus, our Savior, celebrated Hanukkah. It's called the Feast of Dedication in the Gospel of John, chapter 10. And it was Jesus himself who said, because Hanukkah is all about the miracle of the light, and Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And it's also about the miracle supply of the oil that lasted a week instead of just one day. Oil in the Bible is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So I believe, since there are no coincidences, what does it mean possibly that January 1st and Hanukkah, the eighth day, coincide? I believe, very simply, the Lord was saying to me, "Son, this year, 2017, for my family is going to be a year of the miraculous extra supply of my Spirit and of my glory and of my presence, and a year of miracles where they will know that it is me all the way through the year." Hallelujah. And being that it's the eighth day, did you know in the Bible, eight is the number of new beginnings? So Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, this is out of the New King James Version, but let's read it out loud together. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." Now, the word translated here in verse 2, Spirit, the Spirit of God, that word in Hebrew is ruach, and it literally means wind. It can also mean breath. Remember, Jesus, after his resurrection, breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So it can be interpreted as wind or breath in Hebrew, or it can be translated as spirit. They're all synonymous or similar in describing the Spirit of God. So here we are, we're literally in the first two verses of the book of Genesis at the very beginning of creation, and we have to look at the verb to describe what was the Holy Spirit's role. What was the Holy Spirit doing? What is the verb that describes the action of the Spirit? And what we read is, "And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." Now, the word that is there, hovering, means to flutter. It also means to move, and it also means to shake, or as it were, vibrate. I like and believe the best translation is the word that's actually used here, where it says hovering, moving, fluttering, shaking, vibrating. Now, the only other place where that particular verb is used in this way is in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11, where it describes God, who for Israel was like a mother eagle who is hovering or beating its wings over the little ones in order to teach them and encourage them to fly. So it's very interesting here that when you look at the beginning and God, you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and there was a darkness over the face of the earth. So God is creating, but in the very beginning, the beginning of creation was still without form, and there was a void to this mass, and there was a darkness. However, the Spirit of God came upon and directly above the chaos and above the void and above the darkness and began moving, vibrating, fluttering. And then all of a sudden, the very next verse we read is, and then God said, let there be light, and there was light. I love how in Hebrew, it's much more punchy and short, and the words are compact. What it says in Hebrew is, God said, light be, and light was. I love that. Light be, and light. When God said, light be, he created light with his word, which means that light came out of the mouth of God at 186,000 plus miles per second. When God opens his mouth, look out. When God speaks, he creates, and it's powerful. And so here's what I want to show you. I want to go from, because in the Bible, whenever you have the first time something is mentioned or taught or revealed, it becomes the foundation, and every other time that same truth or principle is taught again, it's building on, it's a new layer of the original source. So what I want to do is say this, that the picture of this creation in the beginning that's without form and that has a void and has got darkness, but the Spirit is fluttering, moving, hovering, and waiting to explode upon the chaos and darkness. What is it waiting for? What is the Spirit waiting for to impact and create? It's waiting for the Word of God. The Word of God flows from the moving, fluttering, vibrating of the Spirit, and immediately with God's Word connects and transforms. So, open your doors and windows to the presence of the Holy Spirit within you. What we want to do is open the door of our heart to Christ, but there are rooms in our lives, windows that we can open to allow fresh air. Have you ever been in a room that's stuffy? And all of a sudden, it's not that it's hot, but it's just like, it just doesn't feel right. And you're trying to look around like what's, and then you look and all the windows are closed. Obviously, you know, even like a time like this, when it's cold, rainy or whatever, you close all the windows and you turn on the heat or whatever. But at a certain point, you're like, I need some air. And when you need that refreshing, you go to the window, you open it up, and that fresh, cool, tingling, burning, oxygen-filled air comes in. We need to do the same thing in our lives, to open the windows of our soul so that the Holy Spirit can come in. So here's the application for us. The Lord is hovering over our chaos. I believe that in our lives and in each one of our individual human experience, we're all human beings, so we have that in common, but only you are living your life. Only you are experiencing what you're experiencing. And in every one of our lives, including me, there are areas that are, I would describe, a little messy. An area of your life that is, you could describe as chaos. You might even say an area where there's darkness. And you're wondering, so where is God here? I feel him over here. I'm totally blessed over there. I got all these things that I'm so thankful for over here. But what you're focused on is, what about the void? What about the chaos? What about the lack? What about this area of darkness? Well, I want you to know this. Where is God in relation to your chaos or darkness? He's literally right on top of the area of your chaos. He is ready to move. He is fluttering. He is waiting for you to hear and agree to the Word of God that will transform your darkness and chaos into the creation that he always intended you to be. So, the Lord is hovering over our chaos, ready to speak words of life into our messy world. God is here. God is ready to move in. And in fact, As I would describe it, we are in the presence of God in a very special way. Jesus said, of course, every child of God has the Holy Spirit within them. But there is a always, listen to this, because there are many Christians that feel, they get to a point where they're like, well, you know, I've been to church and, you know, this and that and Bible studies and whatever, and I don't need that anymore. Do not fall for that. That is a lie. That is a deception. That is, the devil likes to, because we're sheep. Jesus looked at humanity and said, you guys, you know who you remind me of in the animal world? You remind me of sheep. The devil is a wolf. And the devil, being a wolf, wolves love to eat and devour sheep. But they can't go eat the sheep because there's this guy standing there with a big stick in his hand called a shepherd, and they're terrified of the shepherd. He has a staff. He also has a rod, which is a short little stick-like club that he can hit a wolf and kill it with one blow, and the wolves know it. So they stay away. So what do the wolves do? They follow the flock, and they watch, and they wait, and they see who are the weak and who are the vulnerable, and what are they waiting for? They're waiting for one sheep to get away and alone from the flock, because the shepherd's with the flock. But when you get a sheep alone, at the moment they are not ready, he pounces upon them and tears them to shreds. So we cannot live, God did never intend, we're a family. That's the way he made it. It's a kingdom. It's all integrated. It's all organized. You don't get your own little island thing deal in heaven. We're all together in this, and God is ready to speak words of life into you. So let us intentionally invite the Holy Spirit into the front door for salvation, and let us open every window into our soul and body. Now, I want to share with you something else. There's another word that God gave to me, but this word is not for this just this year. The Lord gave me this word recently, and he said, son, I've got another word for you, but it's not just for 2017. It's for this next season, for my church and for my family and for my sons and daughters and for the body of Christ, and it's for a season. So this is kind of an extra credit bonus word. I don't know how to say it, but it's an extra one. And here's the word that he spoke to me. He said, this, and the season, I don't know how long that's for. Originally, my thought was, like, for the next 4 years, and I don't know if that was because I was thinking of the election, you know, kind of a cycle we've just come to, but then it was like, but it could be more than just that. It could be 4 to 7 years. But so it's more than just a single year, but it's a season, and he said, this is what you are going to see, and what the whole kingdom, the church, and those who have the Holy Spirit are going to see over and over and over and over again, and it's the word convergence. We are coming into a time, we're living in a very, very exciting time. It is a dynamic time. It is a prophetic time. Now, having said all of that, we have to be careful, because God doesn't give us too many details, and we can get caught up in trying to make predictions. Everybody went, so tell me exactly, you know, predict. And God doesn't do that. He told Abraham, look, I got a promised land for you. And so when you get there, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. And in fact, I'm going to bless you so much. Look at the stars. Can you count them? No, there's, you know, zillions of them. He goes, so shall thy descendants be. Man, I can't wait to get there. Give me the map. Where are we going? Where's the X on the map? And God's like, nah, I'm not going to show you. How long is it going to take? You ever had kids ask you, how long is it going to take to get there? When are we going to get there? But you don't tell them. God didn't tell Abraham. Because in reality, he gave them promise. And guess what? Abraham never actually inherited what God promised to him in his whole life. It went on into the next generation, to Isaac. And then Isaac never inherited it all. Then went on to the next guy, Jacob. And he didn't inherit it all. And then he had 12 kids that became the 12 tribes. And they didn't inherit it. And they ended up going down with Joseph to Egypt. And then they were there for 400 years. And they didn't inherit it. Finally, God raised up a guy named Moses, and he delivered them from Egypt, and he brought them through the wilderness, but even Moses didn't inherit it. It waited until a guy named Yeshua, Basically, the name Jesus brought them over. So prophetically, it happened over a long period of time, but there was a time all of a sudden when Moses passed away and when Joshua stepped in, there came that moment of convergence when all of a sudden everything that had been prophesied started coming to pass. I believe that we're entering into a time, this next season, we're going to see things politically, economically, and prophetically all beginning to converge. How long that is, I don't know, but I do know this. The biggest part of the whole deal is you're going to know it, you're going to see it in this next season, we're going to feel it, and we're going to get more and more and more excited until we can't wait until the open arms of Jesus and the coming of his kingdom. Hallelujah. It's going to be awesome. So in light of that, I want to say this to you. Every one of us has a divine destiny. Psalm 139, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, David is describing, and he says, hey, did you know that there's books written about us in heaven? A book that was written about you before you were born. And in it, part of what David says is, part of the book is about what you would look like. God even designed what the color of your eyes would be, how, you know, your stature, the whole deal is written in a book, but maybe even more, your divine destiny has been written there. And that God has something special for you. It is not just for some super spiritual, superstars or whatever. That's not the way that it works. In the kingdom of God, sometimes, and this is found all through the Bible, those who seem like this with the smallest mission literally turn the levers of the hinges of history. There is nothing small or insignificant as a mission from God. And every single one of you has a heavenly assignment. But here's the thing about it. Not only do we have a heavenly assignment, we individually have to choose to follow our heavenly assignment. Abraham, it wasn't like he just sat there and it all came to him sitting in Ur of Chaldee. He had to get up and he had to begin moving and walking. And it took his whole life to enter into what God had for him there. So we have a divine destiny, but we must choose to accept and follow and be faithful in our divine destiny.
Pastor Ray Bentley with an exhortation for 2017 in a special message delivered just days ago to his home congregation. Glad you're joining us today here on Maranatha Radio. And if you'd like a permanent copy of today's special message, get in touch and ask for From Glory to Glory. We'll be glad to send the CD your way for just $7. Mention the title, From Glory to Glory. Order online at maranatharadio.com or address a letter to Maranatha Radio, 10752 Coastwood Road, San Diego, California, 92127. Well, Pastor Ray, we're making available your book, The Holy Land Key, and there's so much to learn from your insights, so many eye-opening facts. How do you hope that this information will change us once we've read it?
Well, that's a great question, Dave. I think as the world is focusing on the Middle East with all these refugees and the millions running every which way, and by the way, millions of them coming to faith in Jesus Christ, God wants to give us a lens to be able to see what he's doing on the earth right now. And the lens for the prophecy of his return is Israel. And that's what the book really goes into detail about.
How did this book change you as you researched it and wrote it?
Boy, I learned some things that I didn't know. Even being a pastor for decades, I learned some new revelations, some new layers of looking at Israel, looking at it geopolitically, what God is doing on the earth right now, and the promises that he has given. And it just put a fire in my heart to want to live for the Lord and want to share my faith with my friends and family.
All right. Well, we're talking about Pastor Ray's book, The Holy Land Key. It's a book that belongs in your library. It's available to our listeners for just $10. Write us at Maranatha Radio, 10752 Coastwood Road, San Diego, California, 92127. Or order it online at maranatharadio.com. Next time, join Pastor Ray for more from this special message for 2017. More from God's Word next time on Maranatha Radio. Maranatha, bringing the message of Christ's soon return, the whole gospel to the whole world. Maranatha Radio with Pastor Ray Bentley is an outreach of Maranatha Chapel, 10752 Coastwood Road, San Diego, California, 92127.